see. There's the old Butch haircut, the Buster Brown type haircut, the semi-afro like I have, the large afro, what else? Then you have the braided look. And the one that's going now, and it's kind of smooth flowing look like you have. The one now with the different colors up front. You know, I don't have the slightest idea what they call it.
I haven't seen that.
Well, you know, where the hair is maybe dark brown in here, and then here it's light yellow. I'd like to pick up some of those styles from the movies or something like that. It had to, you know, that's where it came from, I'm sure. Like the Gatsby, you know, fashions and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Let's see, I think, don't they have a roaring 20s hairstyles? Isn't that something that's what be in?
What is it supposed to look like?
It's something like that I just described, with the hair, the different colors, with the little curls here. The curls all the way around, and then in the middle is smooth, and then the curls in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then in here, you know, it's a different color from the rest of the body of the hair.
Okay. What might you call a boy or man with womanish ways?
With a homosexual.
Okay, now say you, if he's ask you homosexual next.
Okay, if he's a male, he would be, what do you call a male homosexual? A sissy? They don't call them sissies anymore. They call them faggots, funnies, and shakies. For a female, is it lesbian, funnies, and there's one other one that I can't think of.
Would you ever use dyke?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Now, what about a male and female who they're not necessarily homosexual? Say the female is sort of mannish and man is rather womanish. Do you have names for them? They're not necessarily homosexual though.
I don't know, just a dominating or domineering woman and a very placid gentleman.
Okay. How about names for a sexually overactive male?
Maniac.
Okay, what about a sexually overactive female?
Maniac.
Now, a sexually indiscreet male? Somebody who just sleeps around all night. Married or not married?
Let me see. What are you calling it? I don't know. You talking about all my friends now.
Okay, you and Steve.
Oh, Rodney. let's see, what do you call a guy like that? I don't know. Let's see, a long time ago, say 10 years ago, I think they referred to him as creeps. But now that's changed to playboy. The playboys, it's gone too. They don't call them playboys anymore. I really don't know what they would call. What would they call somebody?
Well, how would you use slut or whore?
I've very rarely had occasion to use it. You know.
If somebody asked you, what a whore was, what would your description be?
I'd say a lady who sells a body for money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my most immediate description.
So a prostitute.
Yeah, but they come in degrees. I would, if I was going to put them in categories, I guess a whore would be the lowest. Mm-hmm. If you were going to put people in